Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got the Don Casero with us. Tell us a little bit what we ought to build on our yards and how to save a little money doing it. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Hey, Don.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, you've been busy, I know.
I have.
Let's talk about something. I'm going to start out with something I know right about is you just put a yard in for me.
Yeah.
I mean, it went from ugly to beautiful in one day.
Yeah.
The grass you used, what was it and why did you use it?
That grass that we put in, the sod that we put in at your house is a hybrid Bermuda. It's called, the trade name of it is TIF 419.
Sounds like a golf name to me.
Yeah, and it's the same kind of golf that we have on the fairways out at most of the golf courses. And so, you know, it handles traffic well, golf carts and footprints and dogs and all that, and it's real drought tolerant. I mean, it's the right grass for our climate and our environment here. There are a couple limitations with it, not many. Really, one of the limitations would be it's so tolerant to the heat, it doesn't like the shade. So if you had a house, you know, in Santa Rita or, you know, in Bentwood where you had lots of big trees, I might not plant it there. But your house, and I'm going to plant it at my house, and we have wide open spaces. You need about 6 to 8 hours of direct sunlight a day to keep the Bermuda healthy.
And you buy that here locally?
Yeah, there's just recently a sod farm that opened up out in Wall. You know, for years and years we've been buying grass in our town. Those of us who do this for a living, we've been buying grass from the Gulf Coast or San Antonio, or, you know, they have to ship it up here. It costs a fortune. And some local guys here opened up out in Wall a sod farm out there, and they've got all the equipment, all the overhead irrigation, and they grow exclusively that TIF 419 hybrid Bermuda, and it is beautiful. And it's shipped, it's 15 miles from town, so it just costs that much less to get it here and get it put out.
And it seems like because it's from Wall, right here in our own community,
yeah.
It would be the grass growing would be used to our climate.
Absolutely.
So it would just fit better.
It's perfect. It's just ideal. As a matter of fact, we can get it. It's so close, 15 miles to the sod farm. If a guy had a truck and a trailer and wanted to buy some, he could go out there and get it. You know, I usually buy it in such quantities and I need to have it delivered on an 18-wheeler with a forklift. But, you know, it's just too easy. And for years and years, we had to arrange for shipping and, you know, and pay for that. And it was a fortune to get grass brought up here. And it's just too easy now. And because it's easier and closer, it's cheaper. So that can be passed on to the customer.
Which is appreciated.
Yeah.
See, I just told you it's found out what saved money for.
That's
them.
Right. Before the sod farm thing opened out in Wall, it's been a couple of years. It was about half the cost of a truckload of grass was the shipping.
Yeah.
I mean, if it cost $4,000 or $3,500 for a truckload of grass, whatever it used to be, that'd be 18 pallets or 16 pallets of grass. Half of that was in freight.
Wow.
You know, and that just seems kind of crazy. And now we still pay the regular amount. I think the grass is about the same, but the freight is so much cheaper because they're so close.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
We used to talk about shade. Let's say we do have, like Santa Rita.
Yeah.
Live there. They're huge, nice, beautiful trees.
Right.
So St. Augustine?
St. Augustine, there is a blend of grass that some scientist developed. It's called Zoysia. Starts with a Z, Z-O-Y. S-I-A-Z-I-A. Anyway, Zoysia grass. It's tolerant of shade and it loves full sun. It works in both environments. Sadly, we have to buy that I can get it all day, but I gotta have it shipped up from somewhere else because our little sod farm that we have here doesn't grow that. At some point they may start, but the Zoysia is a little more expensive, but it will grow underneath heavy, dense shade, whereas other grass.
Or in the sun. So it's kind of almost a perfect grass then, isn't
it? Yeah, Brad has some out the golf course on the tee boxes, and it's just wide open sun, and I've planted it in full shade, and it does just fine. It's really good. It's a little bit 10 or 15% more expensive to get the grass to buy the actual sod, and then of course we have it shipped from South Texas because that's where they grow it. If our sod farm here, when they probably will ever starts growing it, we'll be killing it.
We were prone to have droughts too.
Yes.
You know, I remember it wasn't that long ago when you couldn't water your yard.
Yep.
You know, in fact, in Champion Circle, one of my Lynch's subdivisions.
Yeah.
We had no Zira scape.
Yeah.
We had to change it.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't ask somebody to go buy a bunch of grass.
Right.
And then the city wouldn't let you water it.
Right.
So, but it sounds like we got some good grass alternatives coming in.
Yeah, we do. We also have, I had the occasion this summer, late this summer, remember how it got really hot and dry this summer. Even though spring was wet, we filled up our lakes and that was great. Then it stopped raining. It never rained again for 90 days this summer. There's a guy, there are a couple different guys in town who have tank trucks, water tankers, and they get the water from out in the country. They have wells, and they'll bring it to you, and they'll put it on your lawn.
It's worth it to save your yard.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's not something you want to do every week, but they'll come out with a big, you know, 40,000 gallon tanker and a big big hose, and they'll just flood your lawn. They'll just put, you know, an inch or so of water on your whole lawn, which will, you know, get you by ideally until the next rain. It's not terribly expensive, but it's an
it's cheaper to buy a new yard.
It's cheaper than buying a new yard.
Okay, well, we talked earlier, and I asked you, and you said, Scott, we're too late. I said, okay, because we did the front yard. The backyard was okay.
Yeah.
But if we're full of weeds, I said, what do we do? So what do we do about that?
Well, it depends on what kind of year. You have your backyard. I think there was an attempt to – there was some kind of attempt by the previous owner to plant grass back there, it seems like.
Just Bermuda.
Yeah, but it was real thin and patchy, and there was – you know, anytime you have you'll notice there's a correlation between weeds and thin spots. And anytime you have a yard with thin spots, in other words, the grass is kind of patchy and you see the dirt, that's an ideal environment for your weeds. You'll notice there's a direct correlation between – patchiness and weeds. They just like it there, the weeds, that is. And so but there are chemicals that we can use on there. There are certain chemicals that we can use that are non-selective, like Roundup, and those chemicals will kill
the grass too,
the grass and the weeds. They're non-selective. In other words, they don't know that the chemical doesn't know, it just kills. There are products that we can buy here in town. We can buy them at specialty stores, or we can buy them at regular home improvement stores, and they are formulated by scientists to, I don't know how they do it, it's like magic, but these products are formulated to kill the weeds and not harm the grass.
Is that what's in the fertilizer you put on?
Well, the fertilizer that we put on is just 21714, the pre-emergent that we put out. Yeah, that's a product that you put out. Those are little BBs, little pellets. It looks like fertilizer.
Yeah.
And that stuff.
Thought it was.
Yeah, well, it's got some fertilizer in it, but the primary element of that is pendimethalin, which is a pre-emergent. It's a herbicide. And what we're trying to do is kill the grass seedlings, the weed seedlings, before they sprout and make weeds. So it's the pre-emergent, and people, I'm glad you asked about it because people don't understand. Pre-emergent is a preventive measure. It's not a curative measure. In other words, it's like taking a vitamin today so you don't get jaundice next year.
Until you explained it to me, I didn't understand. I said, Don, how come these weeds are my thing? I thought we put the pre-emergent. He goes, that we should have done that before these grew.
Right.
That was prevented. These are right here, so now we got to do something different.
And by example, the pre-emergent that we, there's two seasons for pre-emergent, spring and fall, and the fall pre-emergent we put out in about September of this year, as I recall, and that pre-emergent is applied to kill the next crop of weeds, which is the winter weeds that would be popping up now. Okay, you have to stay ahead of it with such the name pre-emergent. Now, in about March, we put another dose out, and that will treat the soil for the winter wheat. Excuse me, the summer weeds. So, I'm going to stay about 3 months out ahead of it.
I don't want those stickers. Yeah. I had them in my last house. I have them in this house. They're just hard to get rid of.
Yeah, those stickers will take over your life. You have to treat them. And one of the common mistakes of people, homeowners, and people that